Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And I got to tell you, I've been in the studio most of the day with Tom Giampa from Federal Injury Centers. And couldn't let him leave without us doing a little live show. Sorry. How you doing, Tom?
Good. How you doing, Kenny?
Okay. And as you know, Tuesday night sick call on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page is teamed up with Federal Injury Centers, again, attempting to spread the word that there's an organization out there, a.k.a. Federal Injury Centers, man, that's here to help you, here to guide you, here to ensure that if you are injured at work, they're here to make sure you do the right thing so you get compensation and rehabilitation. So, Tommy, listen, we've been on these microphones most of the day. But again, you know, we got some really nice shows, interesting shows coming your way. So, Tommy, what do you want to tell them about what we got coming for me?
Yeah. First show that we got coming out for you guys soon is going over how come my supervisors didn't know how to help me. You know, we kind of get into some of those things, and, you know, you're going to be shocked, but sometimes they just don't know. Sometimes it's not their fault. Sometimes it is, though.
It's always their fault. It's always their fault, man. Watch this. I'm sorry. Not knowing is still your fault. I'm not giving them a play on that.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Yep. Yeah. We're starting a segment that we're going to do at least once a month. It's called My Supervisor Said. You got some important information in there. Let me ask you this question. We answered it in the episode. Okay. What does it mean when your supervisor says we don't do CA-16? If you don't know, then you got to listen to the episode. Okay. What about this? My supervisor said you can't file that claim. If you don't know the answer to that, you got to listen to the episode. People like the episode, so we recorded part two. Part two is coming out. And then finally, and this is one of my favorites because it helps me help you. You remember that from the Tom Cruise's movie there? Yeah. It helps me help you stay organized. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. The number one thing is that when you get hurt at work, you are your own advocate. And when you don't advocate for yourself, you make it harder for everyone helping you to help you. And we talk about helping you help us help you on that episode.
So as you can see, again, we're putting together, you know, trying to come a little different, still trying to be creative and entertaining, but always and foremost trying to be informative, because, you know, folks who are injured at work, it's just staggering to hear reports of, I broke my arm at work and the post office did nothing. I sprained my ankle to the point where I had a cast on it, and the choices I had was resign or be fired. And listen, I wish I could make this up, but I'm not. But here we go. Tuesday night sick call with Ken Hodge and Tom Giampa from Federal Injury Centers. Just always trying to bring you information. And the only way we know if the information is being received is, again, if you like the podcast, just send a like back to it. Download the podcast, because I like the podcast because if it's a constant reminder, if you need to rewind it or download it 5 or 6,000 times, it's okay. It's okay, man. No, but really. So, again, we're getting together, but, again, regardless of the manner in which we bring the information, never lose sight. This is information you need to know. This is information that postal supervisors are not going to tell you for a plethora of reasons. So here it is on Tuesday night sick call.
Kenny, I'm hoping we can get a bunch of people to put questions, maybe things that have happened to them in the comments that we can answer on our next show or one of our next shows. It makes it much easier answering your questions because we know for a fact you want that information. If you listen, if you've ever had your supervisor say anything to the effect of my supervisor said, if you can put something after that, then absolutely leave a comment that says, hey, my supervisor said X, Y, and Z. Is that true? And we'll answer those specific questions for you.
See, because what's going to happen? is eventually we're going to probably stream video and just take live calls and questions during the session. Yes, I know it sounds a whole lot. I know it sounds a whole lot like Wednesday night chats, but hey, we yes, we're going to steal their format and bring it to the pocket. No, we're going to be able to interact with you on a different level or different basis. So again, I need you to I need you to want to hear the podcast. The information is good, and you know what? While we're trying to build this show, if the information we put out, trust me and believe me, I don't want to hear negative comments. But if there's some negative things that we're putting out, I need to hear that.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, nothing would bother me more than we put out information that you think is wrong, and then you think we're wrong, and then we have to prove it to you. But nothing would bother me more. But we do. We try to go over facts and make sure the information that we're bringing you, because a lot of what you're going to hear, you're not going to hear anywhere else. I'm sorry. And the only reason why I say that is because Tom works for Federal Injury Center. So him and Chris Helms and Jeannie, that's just, you know, one nucleus. So you're going to hear the same thing, but you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not going to hear supervisors going out of their way to do their job to help you. But if you know they're supposed to, it'll give you a better platform to stand on.
Absolutely. I'm from Massachusetts, and up there was a store, and their tagline was, "An educated consumer is our best client."
Hey, that was, wait a minute, that's back, wait a minute, hold on, that was...
Was it Sims?
No, it was Barney Smith Barney's.
Was it?
I think, yeah, an educated consumer is our best client. That's so funny that you say that. Was that Smith Barney? I know
put it
was
in the comments. If you
day.
Guys know where it came from, guys,
yeah,
put it in the comments where it came from.
Yeah, that's a quote from back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was thinking about that this morning. And that's so funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, you know, the more rights you know about how to get your work claim accepted, makes you a better client, okay? You need the education. Get the education to other people, by the way. Listen, if you know someone that's hurt, it is not going to hurt their feelings if you share this information with them.
I promise you it won't.
Yep. No, they're going to be happy. They're going to be happy.
So, again, coming your way with nothing but OWCP conversation. That's all the Tuesday night sit call is about. We got other issues with supervisors. I got another web page for that. But Tuesday night sit call, all we have is OWCP conversation. And again, you know, we'll get back with questions and answers because we've got a subject matter expert on site. So if you need to know, then we'll be able to tell you.
Kenny, one thing that I'm interested in doing is we get an office out in South Bend, and I'd like to actually do a live show from their office with you. You think, is that something that we can make happen?
Listen, I would love to do anything in Indiana for many reasons. And one, I really want to introduce myself and my style of leadership to the mail handlers in Indiana, just in case down the road they need to support me for something. I'm not sure, but yes, I would definitely be welcome to that opportunity. And again, me going to Indiana to talk about injury compensation, man, it just shows that, you know, yes, I'll leave that right there, but that was a yes. I sounded kind of thirsty on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what. The thing is that we need to get an audience. So, look, if you guys are out in Indiana, please get a hold of us here at the show, and we will go ahead and put that together for you. Look, anything that you guys are trying to hear, or go ahead and send it in the comments. It makes it much easier for us to go ahead and put content together for you when we know it's coming directly from you.
And let me just say this. If you're in Indiana and you hear this podcast, just so we're perfectly clear, because you know I try to stay active in our union, this is not a union event. This is a Federal Injury Center's injury compensation meeting.
Exactly.
So just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. And no, I'm not authorized to hold any union meetings or anything of that nature in Indiana, but I want you to know, but it's still information that's going to affect your workers. if you represent people, it's good information to have. Hopefully you'll never need it, but wouldn't it be nice if, not nice, but resourceful, if one of the members received an injury and didn't know what to do, and they asked this union rep, and they gave them good guidance? All I'm doing is sharing information with you about injury compensation. I just want to make that clear so that nothing is abstract.
Exactly. Well, the good news is we got it recorded. It's clear.
Yes, no, but it wasn't.
It's clear now. It's clear now.
Sometimes, man. Sometimes. So, again, I'm just trying to keep all my hands open, keep my hands where everybody's eyes can see, and just spread information about, in this case here, injury compensation. If you're hurt at work, there's no reason for you to suffer. That just doesn't make common sense if you don't have to. Or when I say suffer, I mean any more than the physical injury has causing. But compound that with mental distress because no one seems to be responding to your needs with respect to claims being filed. See, we can help try to eliminate that. Yes, that's what we can do.
Kenny, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Something that we need to address at some point in a full episode, mm-hmm. okay, is what are people doing to get their mental health cases accepted? Okay.
Well, nothing, because I got to tell you, I'm pretty knee-deep in injury comp as far as helping people with claims. In fact, in the last couple of years, I think I actually went to federal court with one of the mail handlers, and that was his basis for his claim. We were semi-successful in that issue, but I don't think I've seen a claim come through for mental health since then.
Yeah. They're notoriously difficult to get accepted. The documentation required has to come from a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. Your doctor that got your case accepted for the musculoskeletal part of your injury actually cannot sign off on that. And so it becomes more of an avenue, but there is help out there if you do it correctly.
Hey, and again, back to why we do Tuesday Night Sick Call. The goal here, so that we are crystal clear, the goal here is to keep you informed and educated on what it is your rights require, what you're entitled to. And let me tell you something. Don't you ever let somebody talk you out of what you are entitled to, okay? Because laws were written to ensure you didn't have to suffer, in a lot of cases, the way I hear or see federal employees suffering because the system is not working in their favor because they don't know how to work the system. So, hey, tune into these podcasts. Tune into Wednesday night OWCP chat. And again, I try to bring a little humor. We try to keep it interesting. But again, we're just trying to find different avenues to reach you so that we deliver quality information to you about OWCP. Yeah, now we got 90 seconds, and then we got to wrap, man.
All right. Well, you know, one thing that I've been thinking about a lot, Kenny, is that when federal employees get hurt at work, they often lose out. Okay. We have a guy that is going through bankruptcy right now, trying to keep his home. Okay. That fourth episode that I talked to you guys about a couple minutes ago on how to keep your case organized, when that episode comes out, make sure you pay attention to it. The reason for that is you don't want to get hurt at work and then lose everything in your life. The best way to ensure that doesn't happen is to make sure all your documents are in order. Please listen to that podcast when it comes out, because I don't want you to lose out.
Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge. And again, Tom and I have been in the studio most of the day, and I couldn't leave without throwing a live podcast out there, just letting you know the upcoming podcast that we've recorded, prepared, and are going to prepare so that we continue to bring you quality information with respect to injury compensation. And I can't close the podcast out without saying a shout out to the man himself, Mr. Chris Helms, and his lovely wife, Jeannie. Always good to be in good company. And listen, one last thing. If you like reading, don't miss out on How to Break OWCP, Chapter Volume 3. I got it in there, Chris. Good deal.